You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith. This is Mary Louise Curry. I'm the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And this morning is a special edition of Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith. Usually on the first Friday of the month, you hear the Vocations Office speaking with wonderful young men who are pursuing the priesthood at Mundelein Seminary. But this morning we are blessed, the Respect Life Office is blessed to have this time, and we want to thank the Vocations Office and Jim Dish and Brian Brock for this as well. And we're just very excited to be on the show today. This show is pre-recorded, but we have a terrific program coming up because we're going to be talking about Respect Life Month and Respect Life Sunday. And we're going to be interviewing some parish leaders, some lay women in the parishes who are taking leadership roles, as well as an involved deacon and involved priest. And we're going to have a great program as we discuss things that are happening all over the Archdiocese. And Margie Breen, our program manager, is with me. Margie, thanks for being with us this morning.
You're welcome, Mary Louise. Glad to be here.
Yeah, this is great. And behind the glass, we've got, well, of course, Brian Brock, who's having a spaz. But also, we have Rina Aguero, who is our outstanding intern, who is a senior at Loyola University. So we're very excited to have Rina helping us produce the show today. And, you know, Respect Life Month is something that's been that was designated by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops decades ago, and it's a time. The entire month of October is a time when the Catholic Church celebrates and, in a special way, raises awareness for the sanctity of every human life from the moment of conception until natural death. So we're talking about sanctity of life issues such as abortion, euthanasia, the death penalty, embryonic stem cell research and human cloning, artificial reproductive technologies, tainted vaccines, which were derived from the tissue of aborted babies. All sorts of bioethical issues are part of Respect Life Month. And it's not a no, but it's rather a yes. It's a yes to the beautiful gift of life. And Margie, I don't know about you, but I'm so excited about this kind of new springtime that's happening. So many different parishes doing activities this month.
Yeah, I'm definitely pumped up. You know, the stuff that I'm hearing, I hadn't heard in the 6 years I've been here.
Yeah, there's really a new springtime happening. And so maybe we should just get into with our first guest, who is Jen Prebaugh, and she is from St. Clement Church, which is in Lincoln Park on the near north side of Chicago. And Jen is very involved in the Respect Life Committee and leading the committee. Jen, thanks so much for being with us on Life Talk this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a blessing to have you on the show. And Jen, to tell listeners a little bit about you, you're a busy young man. You've got two young boys and happily married. And how long have you been in Chicago for?
It's about 4 years now. I moved here from Los Angeles in 2004.
Great, great. And how long have you been involved with the Respect Life Committee at St. Clement's?
I think it's going on like two and a half years now. Once my husband and I got into St. Clement, I wanted to get more involved with the neighborhood parish. So when I got involved, it was through an announcement on Respect Life Sunday that I realized that the church had a Respect Life group.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That is great. What a blessing. Well, great. Now, Jen, I know that there are a lot of activities going on at St. Clement's for Respect Life Month, starting with Respect Life Sunday, which is this Sunday. Is that October? I don't even know what the date is. October 5th. I'm so confused. So, Jen, tell us, first of all, what's going on Respect Life Sunday at St. Clement Church in Chicago?
During each Mass, members of the Respect Life Committee are going to make a post-communion announcement, basically explaining what Respect Life Month is and how it celebrates God's gift of life from conception until natural death. We are also hosting hospitality after each Mass, basically inviting everyone to come and get to know what the Respect Life Committee at St. Clement does, and also providing literature on all the issues you just mentioned, like abortion, stem cell research, end-of-life care, things of that sort that a lot of people may not be as well educated as they would like on those issues.
That's great, Jen. That sounds terrific. It's so great, too, because it's not, talks outside of Mass are great, but it's great to actually have something at Mass when everybody's there.
Exactly, because there's a lot of stuff that people just, don't always get the access to read about at, things going on at the parish, or, sometimes just don't have the time to make it, with their busy family schedules.
Jen, this is Margie. I just wanted to commend you all for doing the post-communion announcement. I've always told people, Respect Life coordinators, you want to make your committee grow, do that. And Mary Louise and your committee have been doing that successfully, and I can see the fruits of it. So thank you, and God bless you for it.
Oh, gosh, thank you for just letting everybody know about it. It's, a lot of it is people just don't know what's going on and how they can help. So.
And then some donuts, maybe, too.
That's right. You can never go wrong with free food.
I know. That's always the ploy. No one turns down free food, right?
Absolutely. That's great. That's great. And, Jen, then later in the month at St. Clement's, you are bringing in a speaker. Is that right?
Exactly. On October 26th, Linda Curry is going to be coming to St. Clement to give a talk actually entitled The Choice-Driven Life. And basically she is telling her story from, being brought up as what she calls a cafeteria Catholic, growing up in the North Shore of Chicago and, growing into what she calls a hipster liberal, working and volunteering.
That's hilarious.
She got involved with Planned Parenthood first as a volunteer and then actually was employed by Planned Parenthood. And she actually was called by the Lord to a reconversion during her employment at Planned Parenthood. Mm. And she gives a talk about her reconversion to the Catholic faith and kind of addresses the three key points that, brought her conversion, which was obviously the Lord and, being humble to his calling. And then also the importance of being obedient to the church, which, is not always easy, but, to be a very faithful Catholic, it does call for that obedience.
Yes. So. That's such a perfect talk for that parish, because I think that there are a lot of people who are challenged by the church's teachings on life issues. And to hear a testimony from somebody who not only was pro-choice at one time, but even counseled women to have abortions, who worked for an abortion facility, who is now pro-life, that's going to be a very powerful experience, I think.
Definitely, definitely. And so hopefully, her message will be, very fruitful in educating people, on, this big issue.
Yes, yes. Jen, why did you want to get involved in the Respect Life Committee at St. Clement's?
It's funny. I grew up with very devout parents. I can remember going to pro-life rallies, not knowing necessarily what abortion was at about 3 or 4 years old, but knowing that it was bad. And so I was always, I was brought up being pro-life. And in college, I actually had a friend who got pregnant and had an abortion, and she got to the abortion clinic in my car. So I dropped her off, and I knew what I was doing was wrong, but at the time was misguided, thinking that I was being a good friend. Mm-hmm. And I just will never forget the old man who was sitting or kneeling on the sidewalk as I was driving past with a rosary, just with a sign saying, pray to end abortion. And he was doing, exactly that.
Wow.
And along with that, coupled with, my upbringing, it just really, I went to confession and just really decided after that, the way I was taught was right, and that this is something that I needed to, kind of make up for my misguided help, quote unquote, to my friend.
Well, Jen, you definitely are doing great work at St. Clement's, and you are the heart of that parish committee. They have a large parish committee, I know. They're relatively, I think, about 10 people, but you are the heart of that group. So thank you for all that you are doing for the gospel of life. And it's a great example to other parishes, right, Margie? I mean, this is a pretty new committee, and they're doing things at Mass where people are and bringing that message into the liturgy.
You got it. Good example.
Well, Jen, thanks so much for being with us on Life Talk this morning. You did a great job, and keep up the great work at St. Clement Church.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And stay with us, friends. Next up on our program, we'll be talking with Father Charles Finelli, who is the pastor at St. Thomas More Parish, about their activities for Respect Life Month. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on the Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM.
Whether they are young or old, hungry or addicted, homeless or friendless, Catholic Charities walks with its clients, bringing them help and hope. For 90 years, Catholic Charities has empowered families and individuals of all races and religious backgrounds in communities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Help Catholic Charities fulfill its mission to serve the poor and underprivileged. If you can help, visit our website at catholiccharities.net or mail a donation to Catholic Charities, 721 North of South Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Thank you.
This year, Cemetery Sunday and All Souls Day both fall on Sunday, November 2nd. Catholic Cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Chicago invites you to a day of faith, remembrance, and prayer at many of the Chicago area Catholic cemeteries. Here's Cardinal Francis George.
Please join with me and with millions of Catholics across our nation in visiting a Catholic cemetery on All Souls Day this year and in praying for the dead.
Call Catholic Cemeteries at 708-449-6100 or go to www.catholiccemeterieschicago.org for details. That's 708-449-6100 or www.catholiccemeterieschicago.org. Visit a Catholic cemetery on Sunday, November 2nd and observe the Feast of All Souls Day and Cemetery Sunday in a very special way.
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and the perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen.
Welcome back to the Catholic Community of Faith here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Mary Louise Curry from the Respect Life Office at the Archdiocese of Chicago. In the studio with me is Margie Breen, who's also with the Respect Life Office. And we are talking about Respect Life Sunday. And, you know, before we went to the break, we had such a moving interview with Jen Prebaz from St. Clement Church. And so many of our Respect Life coordinators and people who are involved in the movement, in some way, you know, are making up for things that they feel, you know, I wish that I had handled that situation differently with a friend who was going to get an abortion, or maybe, you know, a person might be post-abortive themselves. And it's beautiful, isn't it, Margie, in a way to see how God welcomes us all home. I mean, I myself felt like, you know, in high school, I took care of myself while my friends were making bad choices regarding sexual activity. And you know, if I had said something something, I just feel like, man, maybe their choices would have been different. And that led me into speaking about chastity to teens all over the country. And it's great to see how when we make mistakes, God welcomes us home in a beautiful way and then uses that as a springboard to help us do great things in ministry.
Yeah, in a variety of ways, not just all in the same fashion. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's very interesting. And you're doing that in such a profound way with the Chastity Ed Initiative. Mm-hmm. So being able to empower youth to make healthy and positive decisions in their lives and not to, you know, and to wait until marriage. So mm-hmm. it's just important. And other issues and, you know, dressing properly, you know, mm-hmm. being, you know, professional or, you know, being modest, but in a pretty way, you know, mm-hmm. for girls, mm-hmm. just really good choices. Mm-hmm. And also with alcohol and drugs, not to get involved in those risky behaviors. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Absolutely.
Praise God for your work.
Oh, well, thanks, Margie. And for the great work of all of our Parish Respect Life coordinators. And so in the previous segment, we had talked with a Parish Respect Life coordinator in a relatively new committee at St. Clement Church in Lincoln Park, and they're doing some great things with having a Respect Life committee member speak at each, at the end of each Mass in a post-communion announcement, doing hospitality. They're having a speaker later in the month, a post-abortive speaker, and all these great things. And now we're going to talk with Father Charles Finelli, who is actually the vice chair of our Priest Advisory Board, and he's the pastor at St. Thomas More Church, and he's going to be talking about a more established parish committee that's been in the works for a long time. Father Finelli, thanks for being with us.
It's good to be with you.
It's great to be with you, too. And whenever I talk with you on the radio, I always want to give a nod to the fact that you were here before me. You were the wonderful Respect Life Director for the Archdiocese for many years and did great work here. So thank you for all that you do.
It was a happy time in my life, too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I had the chance to do something important in life.
That's wonderful. And you're still doing great things at St. Thomas More Church. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing for Respect Life Sunday, this coming Sunday, October 5th, and for Respect Life Month.
Well, first of all, I think we wanted to take part in that 40 Days for Life.
Oh, yes.
And so our parish organized a bus to take a group of us to the clinic up on the north side, and that was back on September 28th.
Oh, that's great.
And so we had a nice chance to witness on Sunday to the to people who were passing by, mm-hmm. and things like that. So it was quite a positive event, you know, since there was no other people going into the clinic.
Yes.
That worked out very nicely.
That's wonderful, too. I didn't realize you guys took a whole bus load.
Well, we're fortunate to have a neighbor parish has their own bus.
Oh, that's great.
25 people, so it's very convenient.
That's terrific. That's great. And for those who are listening who may not know, 40 Days for Life is a 24-hour-a-day vigil that started on September 26th and is going until November 2nd of prayer in front of an abortion clinic, the one actually Family Planning Associates, which is at about 5800 North Cicero. And Margie wanted to,
It was September 24th.
Oh, September 24th. Yeah. That's right.
You forgot about our big launch.
That's right, with Bishop Kane. I don't know why I'm getting confused.
That's okay.
But that's great. So, Father Finelli, your parish took a day and took a bus up there and brought a lot of people to pray. That's beautiful. Tell us about other activities that St. Thomas More is doing.
Well, also, we'll be starting a family holy hour every Sunday night for Respect Life as well.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
One
of the families in our parish who has been very active in Respect Life, they'll be hosting this new holy hour every Sunday night from 5:45 to 6:45 prior to our 7 p.m. Mass.
That is terrific. And is
yes.
that and when you say a holy hour, you mean that's with exposition of the Blessed Sacrament?
It is.
Exposition. Wonderful.
They'll be saying the rosary and other prayers for life, too. Whatever this family organizes, because they've been so active themselves, and they feel as though they need more prayer in order to accomplish this work.
Wonderful.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we need. That's it. That's exactly what we need.
I feel so, too. I think this is the right avenue to go, and that's why I was happy to host them, and we'll try to take care of the exposition and benediction for them.
Yes, that's great. That's terrific. And so that is 6 to 7 p.m., is that right, every Sunday night?
5:45 to 6:45, a little bit, just prior to the 7 p.m. Mass.
So. Great. And that's at St. Thomas More, so anyone listening to this program.
If anybody would like to come, they're more than welcome, and we're going to pray for pro-life, yes.
Wonderful.
And this is going to be every Sunday
Every Sunday
evening.
Night, yes.
Okay.
As long as you can do it, yes.
Well, just let us know if you stop doing it, because we're going to put you in our newsletter.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's great. And Father Finelli, tell us a little bit about, you know, the Cardinal, Cardinal George had sent out a letter to all priests asking them to focus their homilies for Respect Life Sunday on life issues. Are you going to be doing that? And tell us a little bit about what you think about that letter from the Cardinal, that request he made to priests.
Well, I think it makes so much sense, because there's so much confusion these days. You know,
yes.
the comments of... Nancy Pelosi just confused a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so what other way do we have to instruct Catholics other than to preach about the respect for life? And it is, the Sunday, I read the other day that the Sunday is a day to dispel doubt.
Yes.
You know? And
yes.
that's what every homily should be, dispel doubt mm-hmm. from all the things they hear during the week, all the misstatements, all the confusion that everybody hears. And Sunday brings that idea. Not only are we going to get together on a Sunday to celebrate the Holy Mass, but we're also going to hear things that will dispel the doubts that I have gathered up all
yes.
the past week.
Yeah, you know? And that's
and that,
so
the biggest
important.
Doubt is life really, is that really a human being, you know? Is that really mm-hmm. something that I have to get involved in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And that's what I think is so interesting. I'm in this program right now, Leadership Greater Chicago. I just started, and it's really an interesting experience for me, because I'm with young adult leaders from around Chicago who are involved in corporations or other not-for-profit work, and, you know, very few of them have the same perspective that I do.
Yeah.
And so what I find is most compelling for them is to talk about how, you know, this is to say that life begins at fertilization is not a spiritual or religious perspective, but it's actually standard embryology textbooks say this. Books that are used in medical schools say
yes.
that human life begins at fertilization, and to say this is a human rights issue. If we are making arbitrary distinctions that some human beings get rights, like the right to live, and others do not, based on, you know, something like, you know, their age, for example, with abortion, then, you know, that's a huge slippery slope. What other arbitrary distinctions are we going to make based on race or creed or location? I mean, that's, so this is a human rights issue that is the foundation of all other justice issues.
Absolutely, and we see that that is something that has brought about the situation that we're in,
mm-hmm.
because people don't really know exactly what's going on. I just read the article of the day that somebody said they had her perspective was sex has nothing to do with babies.
Maybe they need a little lesson in the
yeah,
where
sex,
babies come
well,
from.
Sex is for fun, you know. Sex is for enjoyment. Mm-hmm. It's not for babies,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can get yourself into these kind of quandaries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can so easy that you just take things for granted that they're one way, you know. And so that's
right.
It's kind of a funny kind of situation, you know. We can laugh at it now, but I mean, it's serious in the terms of the effects these particular concerns and confusions have.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, this also brings to mind Cardinal George's recent letter on the Church's teaching on abortion, in which he affirmed that the Catholic Church has opposed abortion basically since Christ walked the earth. I mean, mm-hmm. since the very early times. But I thought that was a very good letter, and
yeah.
he asked that all parishes publish that in the bulletin. What did you think about that,
As
Father
a matter Pinelli? Of fact, I just read it yesterday, and I was really impressed with the treatment that he gave the history mm-hmm. of the pro-life movement all mm-hmm. the way back to Jesus Christ, you know.
Yes. That's right. And that's inspiring for me as well, always to remember, you know, these are not this isn't just a cause that we believe in. Mm-hmm. This is really Christ's work.
It certainly is. And I can't think of anything God would want us to do more than to promote the end of this terrible Holocaust of unborn babies.
Yes, yes. Well, Father Finelli, thank you so much for being with us on Life Talk this morning.
God bless you. I want to say one more thing, too. And
oh,
that is
please
one,
do.
One easy thing for everybody to do is fill those baby bottles that that are put out on this day, too, this month.
Yes. Is your parish doing that with the pregnancy center?
We are, and so I want to encourage everybody, the least they can do is fill those baby bottles with change and put some money towards saving babies.
Oh, that's a great thing. Thank you so much, Father Finelli. Good to talk with you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And now is Father Charles Finelli, the pastor of St. Thomas More Parish. And what he was referring to at the end there, friends, was many of the pregnancy centers do these baby bottle boomerang kind of programs where people take empty baby bottles, they fill them with change, and then they bring them back as fundraisers. And some parishes have raised like $10,000 for a pregnancy center to help pregnant women and their babies.
Almost double that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we're going to head to a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Deacon Jim Sinicor about what Divine Infant Parish in Westchester is doing for Respect Life Month. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk, part of Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And we are back with more of Catholic Community of Faith here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. It's great to be with you, friends, this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and I'm here in the studio with Margie Breen from the Respect Life office. Margie, how's it going?
Just call me Sniffly.
Margie's a little under the weather today, but this show is pre-recorded, friends, but we're very excited to be with you. In the first half of the program, we talked with Jen Prebaz, who is the Parish Respect Life Coordinator at St. Clement Church, as well as Father Charles Finelli of St. Thomas More Parish in Chicago. And we're talking about Respect Life Month. And this is the entire month of October is set aside by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to raise awareness for, in a special way, the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. And Margie, we heard about some great parish activities going on for Respect Life Month.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it's feels good for me because I'm doing daily working with parish coordinators and, you know, trying to give them ideas and stuff, and it's just getting better and better, and people are mm-hmm. coming up with things that, you know, I hadn't told them, so it's yes. it's just great.
Yeah, the creativity of ideas is terrific. So St. Clement's is doing an announcement at the end of each Mass, a post-communion announcement about the Respect Life Committee, their activities, inviting people to sign up. They have hospitality and informational brochures at each Mass this Sunday. They're also bringing in a post-abortive woman to speak later in the month. And then at St. Thomas More Parish, they're doing the baby bottle campaign to raise money for Crisis Pregnancy Center. And they're also, doing the Holy Hour for life every Sunday night.
And they were involved with the 40 days. They brought a busload of people
to 40 Days for Life. Yeah, all sorts of great things going on. And now we're excited to have with us on the phone Deacon Jim Sinicor, who is at Divine Infant Parish in Westchester. Deacon Jim, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for calling and inviting me to speak with you.
Oh, it's a blessing. And I know that you're in a bit of a time constraint, so we'll move forward quickly. But just tell us a little bit about what Divine Infant Parish is doing for Respect Life Month.
Well, of course, we're going to be involved in the life chain on the first Sunday of October, right?
That's
on Mannheim
great.
Road.
Uh-huh.
The main thing that we're going to do is a Eucharistic Adoration, Solemn Exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, which we have every month, but in October, we pull out all the stops. And it is the high point of the year. We're going to have a Solemn Exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. We are going to have Ecclesia Men's Choir to be with us, and what we do at this time of the year is we bring intentionally both members of the Eastern and the Western Church together to pray as one body, one in Christ's body, to pray for the end of abortion and for other life issues.
Wonderful. That sounds great. And where is this choir from?
Well, they are, I don't want to speak for them, but they're part of Lincoln Chamber Productions. Timothy Woods is the director, and they specialize, it's a men's choir, they are wonderful, and they specialize in singing classically sacred music of the East and the West.
Wonderful. And so they're part of the, I guess for lack of a better term, the Catholic Church's Eastern Rites, so like Byzantine or Ukrainian Catholic?
Well, the director, Timothy Woods, is a Byzantine Catholic.
Okay, great.
And there are some of the men in there that I know are Eastern, but mm-hmm. I think some are also Western as well.
Oh, okay. That's
right,
great.
So it's a mix.
That's wonderful.
East meets West.
Exactly.
Right. That's exactly right.
At Divine Infants in Westchester.
Right, right. And so we intentionally do things to make sure that we are mixing elements of both rites. Eucharistic Adoration, which of course is a Western tradition. We have icons set up, which are Eastern, and the music is both Eastern and Western.
Oh, how beautiful. And when is this taking place?
It's going to be held on Friday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Divine
Great.
Infant Parish. Right.
So Friday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Divine Infant. And how long will that, how long is kind of the schedule of activities, or how will the evening run? Let's say a person is out there listening and thinks, boy, you know, that sounds beautiful. I can be with Jesus truly present in the Eucharist, exposed on the altar, and I can hear this heavenly music. I'd like to go. I'm available Friday evening, October 17th at 7:30 p.m. What can people expect?
Well, we, of course, we'll have an opening entrance with the music sung by the choir. There is an opening veneration of the Blessed Sacrament. We follow that up with scripture and a homily. Then we will pray the Litany of the Precious Blood, that followed by the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and then we will close with benediction.
That's beautiful. And does that all fit into an hour?
Is yes, it does, believe it or not. We might go over a few minutes, but it Uh-oh. Normally does fit into an hour.
That's wonderful. That sounds beautiful. And the intention then is respect life?
Absolutely. The whole focus of the evening is respect life. The intentions, everything that we're going to do is focusing on the respect life.
Now, will there be time at the end for fellowship or...
People, actually, what I ask them to do is afterwards, because oftentimes in October we have people coming who never come to this particular parish, you know, mm-hmm. and so we do ask for that. And I also ask them to come and please talk to the choir and let them know how much they appreciated them being there. And so there is time for that if people wish. That's not uncommon for that mm-hmm. to happen after one of these holy hours.
Yes, yes, I can imagine. That sounds like a beautiful program. And Deacon Jin, just tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Respect Life Committee at Divine Infant.
Well, you know, even before I was ordained, I was involved with the Respect Life Committee. And it's always been something that has been close to my heart. And also one of the things that I had promised God as I was in formation, that if he got me to be ordained, that one of the things I would do was bring him to his people in adoration. And so I put those two, I was ordained in 2000, and I put those two together. And so I've been involved with Pat Myers, who was our chairman, and mm-hmm. And been involved in much of the activities that are going on in the parish there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you for all that you do for the Gospel of Life. We really appreciate your efforts, and you guys have a pretty active committee there. Is that right?
Yes. Well, it sort of goes up and down over time. People come and then go, but
sure.
But yes, we have a strong leader, and it has been something which has been very visible, and it's been a pleasure and a joy to be a part of that committee.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, what a blessing. I know that you are a blessing not only to your own parish committee, but to those in your vicariate as well, because having the involvement of a deacon just gives a lot of spiritual leadership to all of the parish Respect Life groups. So we really appreciate all that you are doing for the Gospel of Life.
And I appreciate that. I always say it's a labor of love.
Well, praise God. That's right. It's a message of love.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
That's right. Absolutely. So Friday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Divine Infant Parish in Westchester, people can come for a beautiful holy hour for life with a wonderful choir. And Deacon Jim, if people want to find out more information about that, how can they?
Well, if they want, they could send me an email.
Okay.
And they could send it to J Sinacore, which is JSINACORE
mm-hmm.
at LUMC.edu.
Great. J Sinacore, JSINACORE at LUMC.edu.
That's correct.
Great. Deacon Jim, thanks so much for being with us morning on Life Talk. God bless you.
Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Take care. God bless.
You
Bye.
Too.
God bless.
Great. That was Deacon Jim Sinacore from Divine Infant Parish in Westchester talking about their Holy Hour for Life. And we're going to head to a break, but when we come back, friends, we're going to be speaking with our final guest, Suzanne Apostle from St. Paschal Parish, about their Respect Life activities. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Catholic Campaign for Human Development awards financial grants to community groups that fight poverty and support positive change. Here's a few of those groups. The Brighton Park Neighborhood Council.
We strengthen our community through foreclosure counseling, parent patrols, and a youth jobs program.
The Logan Square Neighborhood Association.
We want to repopulate the Lathrop homes to help preserve an affordable, diverse community.
Lake County United.
We are campaigning for a charter high school to serve our far northern suburbs.
The Latino Union of Chicago.
We provide safety equipment and training for workers struggling to make ends meet.
The Progress Center for Independent Living.
We support people with disabilities in suburban Cook County to help them maintain their independence.
The Target Area Development Corporation.
We just celebrated a summer without murders thanks to our violence prevention programs.
Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
We are called by name and we are shaped and formed by sacred scripture. Scripture is the theme of the Chicago Catechetical Conference on Friday and Saturday, October 17th and 18th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont.
We all need to have a deeper understanding of the Bible so it can nourish us and help us influence others. And we all need to be people of the Word. Vibrant prayer services and masses will frame each day of the conference.
There will be inspirational keynote addresses and a variety of presentations. Register for one or both days. Phone the office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700 or visit the conference webpage at www.catechesis-chicago.org.
That's 312-243-3700 or www.catechesis-chicago.org. We hope to see you in Rosemont on October 17th and 18th to learn, worship, and grow our faith together.
Welcome back to Life Talk here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. This is the Catholic Community of Faith, and it's a special edition of Life Talk this morning. I'm Mary Louise Curry. I'm from the Respect Life office at the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I'm joined in the studio by Margie Breen. And we are talking about Respect Life Sunday, which is this Sunday, October 5th. And this is a special time of year. This is a special Sunday. The first Sunday in October is always set aside by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops as a time when the Catholic Church nationally, in a special way, focuses on and raises awareness for the sanctity of every human life from the moment of conception until natural death. That every human life is a precious gift made in God's image to be cherished and protected by all. And that's regardless of how small that human life might be, of how disabled, how vulnerable, perhaps even how unwanted by certain people that human life might be, how guilty that human being might be for somebody who is on death row. This is spanning the entire gamut of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. And you know, Margie, what I always say is the Catholic Church's position is the most sound, the most consistent position scientifically, philosophically, and spiritually. What do you think?
I agree. You got it in a nutshell.
Because how can a person care for people after they're born, but not care for people before they're born? Are we making an arbitrary distinction based on location or age then, as far as who is worthy of human rights?
Or if they're wanted or not. You
exactly.
Know, so-called wanted child.
Exactly. And we know there are 2 million couples in the U.S. seeking to adopt. So every child is a wanted child, even if perhaps at the time the mother is facing a difficult situation in her life, the birth mother, there are many other people out there who would love to welcome that child into their homes.
Yeah, but the problem with that, I mean, you'll see that a lot of women get themselves into a pregnancy where they're not married and their fear is, and they don't believe that abortion is right, but then mm-hmm. they fear the shame that goes along with it in their community. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing a lot of that with the Hispanic community these days, and it's really startling because of, you know, because it's definitely a shame thing.
You mean with placing
single,
a child for adoption?
Well, single pregnancy.
I see.
Single woman. And, you know, it shows that she couldn't wait, you know, but it doesn't, the same doesn't apply for the man, you know, it's like he's expected to be on the prowl, you know?
Yeah, we got to erase that double
standard. I don't know,
we
have a lot of work to do, and we, you know, I just noticed that, and that there's a lot of shame that's, you know, goes along with the pregnancy, and they feel forced to do it, and they regret it almost right after.
Yes, yes.
They regret it before they go in for the abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's why places like the Missionaries of Charity Maternity Home is such a beautiful place, where women who are pregnant and they don't want to continue in their community, or they simply are homeless, they have no place to live, whether it's an abusive boyfriend or parents who are kicking them out of the house if they do not have an abortion, they can go and stay at the maternity home, not only through the pregnancy, but even after giving birth up to a year with their child or any other children they have.
That's wonderful. It's such a wonderful, safe place to be, you know, in the middle of the city.
Absolutely.
Loud,
so needed.
You know, loud, scary city. Sometimes it's scary, you know, especially for a single mom.
That's right. That's right. But that's such a beautiful safe haven. If people have questions, too, about the Missionaries of Charity Maternity Home, you can call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. But it's a beautiful, safe place for women to stay, and there's no charge to them. But now we're talking about Respect Life Month activities, and we're blessed to have with us on the line Susanna Postel, and she is Parish Respect Life Coordinator at St. Paschal's Church in Chicago. Susanna, thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Susanna, it's great, too, because you are also Bishop Paprocki's Vicariate for Respect Life Director.
Correct. Yes, I was recently appointed to that position, and I feel so honored and blessed to be able to help other coordinators in Vicariate for promote Respect Life, and I'm going to look forward to the opportunity to work with them closely.
Praise God.
I do want to make a minor correction, is that we have another Respect Life coordinator for our parish, and that's Marianne Haywood.
Oh, that's terrific. And she also helps you on the vicariate level, doesn't she?
We recently hosted for the area regional meeting for when Margie came to our parish at St. Paschal recently to kind of give hand out the brochures and kind of talk a little bit about the Respect Life Month.
Yeah, St. Paschal's, they did such a wonderful job. Marianne Haywood and your team, her team of the Respect Life Committee there were just so welcoming to all the Vicariate for, coordinators and committee members who came to that meeting. And there was like food and water and coffee, and it was just mm-hmm. a joy to be there.
That's wonderful. Now, Susanna, tell us, I want to get into the activities that St. Paschal's is doing, but tell us first a little bit about what you are doing as the Vicariate for Respect Life Coordinator. I know that you are working with Bishop Paprocki to recruit some new coordinators. Is that right, in the various parishes?
Yes, that's correct. Right now I'm looking at our database that was recently updated, and I want to see what parishes and what high schools don't have Respect Life coordinators. And Bishop Paprocki would like me to focus on the high schools at this moment right now to get the Respect Life ministry or a person assigned from the high school to be a representative.
Oh, that sounds terrific. That's so needed, too. It's because high schools can do so much. I mean, we have a few high schools in the Archdiocese that have Respect Life clubs and or chastity groups like Pure Love clubs, and they do such great things. The students are so active and involved, and Annie Castleman and John Jansen from Generations for Life have put together a great kind of curriculum of activities that high school clubs can do. So that's, I think that is a terrific mission.
Yes, and I look forward to it because I think that it's really, really important to educate our youth.
Mm-hmm.
They are our future, and we need to, in a sense, protect them.
Yes, and Jason Evert, thanks to your and Bishop Paprocki's efforts, Jason Evert recently spoke, did all school assemblies in a number of Vicariate for high schools, including, I'm trying to think of some of them off the top of my head, but Nazareth and Garen Prep. He also did a junior high presentation that 13 elementary schools attended from Vicariate for, so lots of great things going on there.
Yes, yes, and it was wonderful meeting Jason again. I had an opportunity to speak with him a bit, and I also had an opportunity to meet the president of Garen, which I have a meeting with later on this month, to see what we can do to bring Respect Life to Garen.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Well, praise God. You're doing great work on that vicariate level. And tell us a little bit, too, about your work then and that of Marianne and your Respect Life Committee at St. Paschal Parish in Chicago.
Well, we're excited about a couple of things. The first one is this Sunday, October 15th at 1:15, we will have a Holy Hour for Life.
Or do you mean October 5th?
October 5th at 1:15. Yes, correct. October 5th at 1:15, we'll have a Holy Hour for Life. We're going to have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, rosary, reading, opportunity for silent prayer, and then we'll have benediction.
Wonderful. That sounds great. And so that's this Sunday, October 5th at 1:15 p.m. at St. Paschal's Parish in Chicago. People can, and that's open to the public, right?
For yes,
the Holy
it is.
Hour for Life?
Yes, it is. We're on the northwest side of the city, located at Irving Park Road and Malvina.
Oh, wonderful.
Is it in the church or is there a chapel?
No, it's actually in the church.
Okay.
We don't have a chapel. Yes.
Great. Suzanne, if people are interested in going to that or want to find out more information, you know, before they go, where could they find that or who could they contact?
Well, they can contact me. They can contact me at 312-806-4972 or via email. And my email address is rlv4@earthlink.net.
Great. So that's,
I realize that's a long email address.
That's okay. It's RLV. It's for Respect Life Vicariate 4. So it's RLV4 Coward for Coordinator Postel, your last name. RLV4 Coward, Postel, at earthlink.net. That's
correct.
Great. So and that Holy Hour for Life is this Sunday, October 5th at 1:15 p.m. at St. Paschal Parish in Chicago. That's great. So, and Susanna, have you talked with your pastor? Do you know, or are there going to be other Respect Life activities taking place, or in terms of his homily, are there things going on that month?
Yes, we've, our Marianne has spoken with our pastor, Father Paul Seaman, who is very supportive of our 40-day vigil day of prayer, which is going to be held October 26th. That's
oh,
a
wonderful.
Sunday. We're going to have a sign-up, two weekends of sign-up. Opportunity. There will be announcements after each Mass. We will be in what's called our hospitality room that will have a table set up there for people to have the opportunity to come and sign up for an hour. We're going to encourage people to include their family, their friends. We'll give them a reminder card, a prayer, and just kind of guidelines of the do's and don'ts of when you're at the Albany Clinic,
yes.
Praying.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that's great, Susanna. How wonderful that your parish adopted a day for 40 Days for Life for praying at the abortion facility in Chicago. And we appreciate that so much. You are doing a great job, Susanna. Keep up the terrific work.
Thank you.
And Susanna, we really appreciate you being with us on Life Talk this morning and all that you are doing for Vicariate 4.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. And that is Susanna Postel, the Vicariate 4 Respect Life Coordinator and Respect Life Coordinator at St. Paschal Parish in Chicago, along with Marianne Haywood, doing some great work. Friends, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about Respect Life Month and Respect Life Sunday as we head into the final stretch of the show. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on Catholic Community of Faith.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Experience La Santa Misa Dominical, the Sacred Sunday Mass, televised every Sunday at 8 a.m. on the Azteca America Network, WOCK-TV, and its affiliate stations. Here's the director of the Archdiocesan Office for Hispanic Catholics, Father Claudio Diaz.
The Spanish-language televised Mass feels a hunger for the gospel message.
It's delivered in the audience's native tongue and in their own cultural context. It's a beacon of hope for our Spanish-speaking faithful who find it difficult or impossible to attend Sunday Mass.
Your help is needed to keep the Spanish language Mass on the air. Please send donations to Spanish Mass, Post Office Box 1979, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. That's Spanish Mass, Post Office Box 1979, Chicago, Illinois, 60611.
The televised Mass has been a tremendous outreach for the growing Latino population throughout the Chicago area. Thanks for your support to this important ministry, and may God bless you.
And we are back for the last few minutes of this morning's Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. This special edition of Life Talk this morning. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and I'm here with Margie Breen from the Archdiocese Respect Life Office. And behind the glass, we have Rina Aguero, who is our intern, who is a senior at Loyola University, and Brian Brock, our capable engineer. And today we've been talking about Respect Life Sunday, which is this Sunday, October 5th. And Respect Life Month. The entire month of October has been designated by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops as a special time to focus on the sanctity of every human life from the moment of conception until natural death. And Margie, I don't know about you, but I'm really inspired by all of these different Respect Life activities, and we could have found many other parishes who are doing just as many exciting and different things for Respect Life Month.
It just makes you feel good, and I keep saying that because, you know, with this cold or whatever it is, you have to find something to lift you up, and we're going back to the future by, you know, having this taped, you know, ahead of time, so, you know, not accepting any calls, but it's just really heartening, and I think that if we would have done it live, you would have heard of from many, many more coordinators telling of their successes and all the beautiful things they're doing to build a culture of life and to talk about the sanctity of life, you know, from the moment of fertilization or conception until natural death. It's just, it's so moving.
It is. And just to recap, first we had Jen Prebaz on the program from St. Clement Church talking about how they're doing announcements at the end of every Mass on Respect Life Sunday. They're doing hospitality, welcoming new members, and distributing information and sharing during each Mass about what the committee is doing for Respect Life Month and beyond. Then we had Father Charles Finelli, the pastor of St. Thomas More Parish in Chicago, talking about their they adopted a day for 40 Days for Life, covering a 24-hour period, and they brought a busload of people to the abortion facility to pray for an end to abortion that day. They're also doing the baby bottle campaign and Holy Hour for Life every Sunday evening, starting with this Sunday for the future, which is wonderful. And then Deacon Jim Sinicor from Divine Infant Parish talked about their wonderful Holy Hour for Life, where they are actually bringing in a Byzantine choir, men's choir, and that's going to be on Friday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Divine Infant Parish in Westchester. And then finally, Susanna Postel from St. Paschal Parish in Chicago talking about how they are also having a Holy Hour for Life and adopting a day of 40 Days for Life at the abortion clinic praying. So
busy.
It's amazing. And that they're doing announcements at the masses for the next couple weekends to recruit people to sign up for times to pray. So it's just beautiful. And you know what I think is wonderful too is the tool that the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has given us, this Hope and Trust in Life Respect Life Parish Kit. And it has so many great brochures, informational brochures, which many parishes are using as bulletin inserts.
Yeah, they're actually either printing them themselves or ordering them from the USCCB. They're rather inexpensive. I believe for 1,000 of them, they're about $80. And it's full, you know, four color. So it's just, I think it's a great value. Mm-hmm. But there's some great interesting pamphlets in there. Anything from stem cell research research talking about sort of the hope and, you know, of adult stem cell research and the and how embryonic basically isn't working, mm-hmm. you know, and I think people need to keep seeing that. Pornography also is one of them, post-abortion for men, mm-hmm. you know, conscience in the Catholic voter and a will for living, mm-hmm. Also about the African-American community and how abortion is really decimating that community.
Yes, yes. So these are all great resources, friends. And if you have any questions about any of these things, call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. It's been a blessing to be with you this morning on the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and I'm here with Margie Breen, and we thank you for listening to us this morning, and thank you for all that you do to spread Jesus's gospel of life. Have a beautiful Respect Life Month, friends, and God bless you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.